Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
I'm Joe at RT.ie and 51551 is our text number. Good news from the story yesterday. Sharon contacted us about her daughter Tiffany. And as she explained in great detail, her daughter, because of her life circumstance, which has been visited on her, has an obsession about different things, including DVDs, all lined up in order, in sequence, and as it happens, the RT guide. And she misplaced one of them from a number of years back. And Sharon was at her wit's end because this had upset her daughter and upset the whole household day after day in great torment at times. And we managed to get it. Carmel, who had the guide, Carmel was in Meath. Sharon is in Sligo. Sinead then contacted us from Dublin. She had a LEAP pad, which Sharon was also looking for. And she drove to meet Michael Sullivan, who was from DPD Couriers, who was in Naystroke Lane, who rang in to say, I'll go across to Meath, I'll collect that RT guide. And then Sinead had the LEAP pad. She drove down to Michael, to DPD Couriers. They did a whip round, also threw in a load of selection boxes and Christmas goodies in the package. And it arrived this morning, bright and early. Tiffany knew it was coming. She slept soundly from 9:30 to 7:30 this morning. And Sharon had to wake her this morning with her long-lost RT guide. Simple little effort on behalf of loads of people throughout the country. All sorted within, I think, 12 minutes yesterday. Thanks to your good selves. Nadine Brown. Nadine, good afternoon to you.
Hey, Joe.
What's happened? You're renting a house in Finglas, but there's a complication, to say the least. Go ahead, Nadine.
Hey, Joe. Now, I'm in a log cabin currently at the moment, but the Dublin City Council wants us out.
Tell us about the log cabin and how you're in a log cabin.
We're in a log cabin because last July, the month after we got married, we were told that the landlord was selling the house.
Okay.
So my mother passed away the week before my wedding, so I had gotten a bit of inheritance and then the money from my wedding. So we decided then, with that bit of money that we had, we'd buy the log cabin because we didn't want to put the Dublin City Council through any hassle by going on the homeless and having to pay for us and the whole lot. So we decided to build it. And someone reported it there about 8 months ago. And we're having nothing but trouble now. We have to have it down now by the 29th of February.
But Nadine, tell us, where is the log cabin?
It's in Finglas, yeah.
Yeah, but whereabouts is it? In the middle of a green in Finglas?
It's in my mother-in-law's back garden.
Okay. Now, did you get planning permission to put it there?
We didn't. We didn't realise we needed a show because it's a new object. We have planning permission for a two-storey on the side of the house.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't think we would have needed it for the back garden.
And when you say movable, it's not on wheels, but it's easily taken down.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I don't want the names, but you say somebody reported. What is it interfering with someone's?
No, report. No.
Do you know why? What they are objecting to?
No, when they're objecting to that, it's too big, and they're saying it's a fire hazard and it's unsafe. It's come back with a few reasons again and again.
And tell us about the log cabin. How big is it and what facilities does it have?
It's a three-bedroom log cabin, Joe. Me, my husband and three children live in it.
Okay.
Now, I have a stepson, so two kids together.
Yeah, okay.
So basically the five of us will be homeless now come February.
Come February?
Yeah.
Okay, but in terms of what I presume there's bathroom, cooking.
Is there there's a kitchen, there's a bathroom, a dining, a sitting room, and I have a table in it as well for eating dinner. And then three bedrooms. Now, they're small bedrooms, but they're grand.
And you love it, obviously.
Oh, I love it, yeah.
So where do you stand now, so to speak? You have to get out fairly soon, is it, the council?
We have an 8-year-old, a 2-year-old. So it's a nightmare, to be honest.
And where will you go?
Exactly, Joe. We don't know. We're going to have to go homeless because we have nowhere.
So in other words, you'll have to declare yourself to Dublin City Council saying
exactly. We're going to cost them money now. This is the whole problem. This is something that we didn't want to do. This is why we built the log cabin.
But did Dublin City Council say, listen, the log cabin is a fire hazard? You see, you said that was mentioned.
Yeah, and we went back to them. We've had architects writing plans. We went back with me next door neighbour, agreed to knock down a wall so we could make another fire hazard. They wouldn't take that. The offer to make a
smaller. So, now just to be clear, that your neighbour said they were willing to open up a wall to make another fire exit.
Yeah, she put down a side wall, yeah.
Well, that was very generous of them.
Yeah, and we offered to make a smaller. We went in with new plans again.
Okay.
And they rejected that as well. We said that we attach it to the house as an extension. To make another fire exit as well, you know?
Okay, yeah, through the house, yeah.
So we've literally fired everything.
By the way, how would the fire brigade get access to the log cabin if, God forbid, it did go on fire? Could they come?
There's a side entrance.
And the fire engine gets up the street, obviously, otherwise it wouldn't be.
Like we're right on the corner, we're a corner house.
And did anyone come out and look at the log cabin from the planning authorities?
They did,
okay. And what did they? Did you talk to them or did they talk to you?
I wasn't actually there, Joe, no. They didn't, as far as I know, they didn't actually walk into the log cabin, they stood outside it.
Yeah.
They didn't go in and have a look.
And did they say, who was there? How do you know this? Who was talking to them?
My mother-in-law and my husband was there.
Okay, and did they have a conversation? I know probably a lot of it's just done on... Did they go inside the log cabin?
They didn't. No, they stood outside and looked at the outside and walked away then, and that was it then.
Okay. By the way, that was the only time
that they come over to look at it.
Yeah, it makes sense. There's no difference. But does your mother-in-law own the house or is she still renting?
She owns the house.
She owns it, okay, good.
And she bought our land as well, so...
Okay, stay there for a second, Nadine. Orla is on the line. Orla, another again, more and more different aspects of the same underlying problem. What's your situation, Orla, please?
Yes, hello, Joe. My situation is this. We're privileged enough to own an apartment in Sandyford.
Okay.
And we have been renting. We've on both sides of the fence. We've been renting and we've also rented out the apartment, not as an investment, but because we took a few years sabbatical out. We had two babies at one time in the apartment. We decided we'd move a little bit outside Dublin,
okay,
and then came back up to Dublin about a year ago. And so we were under a new lease agreement with the people that we rent from. And so it's about, you know, it's a year with roll-on. And then our tenants have been in our house since December 2017. So they're about 2+ years in our apartment. Now, our landlord gave us notice in September, 90 days notice, which is under a year. That's the fair notice amount, right?
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to move back in. We were only 9 months in the house, so it wasn't ideal, but it's happened. Our tenants, meanwhile, are over 2 years. So for us to give them notice, the new legislation out in June said that they need 120 days notice. We didn't know this. So in September, we gave them what we thought was 90-day notice. Then we discovered it's 120.
We discovered that
4 weeks later. So then they said, well, those last 4 weeks are null and void. You have to start your 120 days from the end of September, which means they don't have to leave till the end of January. We had to leave in November, which is now,
mm-hmm,
and they're still in our home. We had nowhere to go. We actually went, nobody will take short-term renters because the way they see it is it's either Airbnb and it costs a fortune. And we were in a position of, where are we going to go? Because at least our tenants are HAP. So, and
the housing assistance payment, yeah.
Yeah, and they've been HAP tenants. And the way they see it is, and they're probably right, why should we leave until the last moment until we're found somewhere else to move to? Whereas in our situation, we should leave with nowhere to go.
But who will find?
Property finders, I think, are the ones that will seek out a new place for them. But they won't entertain them until closer to the end date. But in the meanwhile, they can look out for somewhere to rent. We have actually gone on to about three viewings with them as their landlord, as their referee. And this is a group of siblings, three siblings from Nigeria. Wonderful, wonderful people in our apartment. Oh. They've been great. We didn't want them to have to leave. They were living very happily. We have to move back in.
Okay.
But where is their incentive? Because firstly, we've struggled to find anywhere for them. We have not been able to get ourselves a short let. So now we're living in on top of my mum, which isn't ideal for her. She's 80. And I have two children under five. And I'm early 50s and I'm going, my God, how did it ever come to this that I'm paying a mortgage? I can't get in. They can't get out because they've nowhere to go. And where the legislation has said 120 days last June is what we had to give. We actually have to give 150 because we messed up on the first 4 weeks, not knowing about the legislation for tenancy.
They were only changed recently.
But
Arlen, explain to listeners, you say the HAP tenants, you've told them, you've given them now proper legal notice, which is...
That's right, 120 days, yeah.
Okay, which is...
The end of January, the last day of January. But we had nowhere to live from November till the last of January, which is about 9 weeks.
But you say... Even if the tenants wanted to move now, that the state will not go looking for somewhere for them now.
Yeah, because there's more critical people on the list. There's people that are waiting on HAP, and they will probably address their situation 2 weeks into January for HAP registered apartments. And we register with HAP because we found it very, it was an easy arrangement with them. Yes, you have to follow certain requirements.
Right.
It's quite strict. But we did all those things. But actually, we realised at the other end that nobody's looking out for us when we need accommodation because we're not in a scheme.
If HAP or whoever HAP employed to find a new residence for the three people that are leaving your apartment at the end of January, if HAP are unable to find somewhere for them, what happens?
I actually don't know, but we are effectively homeless, even though we pay a mortgage for our own family of four. So we don't have anywhere to go if they don't leave. But then legally they must. They're not difficult. They're great. But the point about it is that, like, even though we go with them and we try to help them and all that, they're not getting viewings. They're not getting to the next stage. We've done everything.
When you say they're not getting viewings, is there a reason?
There's just a deluge of people going out there trying to get somewhere to live. And, like, you know, we chose to live outside of Dublin. And there's another big factor here. If you rent out and you give up a property in the city, you don't get any tax relief either. So in many ways, you're kind of paying huge amount of tax, even though you've vacated a property in a very busy area, which was Sandyford. And so there's that kind of loop. Mm-hmm. And then there's the other loophole where we have different notice periods to our tenants, but we can't get back in. So we're a family of four, homeless, you know. And we're not homeless, thankfully. We're privileged enough to have had my mother say, that's fine.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's not ideal for her, you know, having to have us come in at this stage. And it's not ideal for anybody. I'm just saying that it's kind of bizarre that we are paying a mortgage and we have to wait several months to get home.
So your gap, your catch 22 is a many weeks.
It's approximately, and for us, it's about 10 weeks at this point, because we also had to incur, obviously, removal, moving from place to place and all that. So everything has just been quite an expensive thing. Plus, when you're in an in-between place, you have a moving
well,
again.
Let me come at it another way. What date will you definitely be able to move back into your own property?
It's meant to be the end of January, 31st
of
January.
So that's 4 and 4, 8, what, 9 weeks?
So we've known about this since
weeks,
the beginning of September.
I was just thinking, if anyone's gone away for Christmas for a few weeks, they might rent you their property. You know, for a few months, some people do go to Spain.
Yeah, they do. But we've looked into that. It's very expensive short-term let.
Oh, is
people
it? Yeah.
want better commitment. And even if they do, it's very high rent.
If I was going to Spain for 2 months, I'd be glad to get somebody to look at. I think I might be glad to get someone to look after my house. But anyway, stay there for a second, Arlen. Stay with us. 51551 Joe at RT.ie. Now, Nadine Brown, back to Nadine and her log cabin. What will you have to dismantle the log cabin, which cost you, what, 10 grand?
We've just found out, Joe, now. We can't take the log cabin down, but it can't be rebuilt. It can't be lifted as one piece, so we're at loss of all that money.
How long have you actually had the log cabin in your mother-in-law's garden?
A year.
A year.
It was a year in October, so over the year now.
How long have you got to get it down?
There's someone coming out on the 29th of February, so it has to be just before that.
Yeah. So you have 3 months left.
Yeah.
So this might, I don't want to say, I hope the kids aren't listening. This might be their last Christmas in that house, it sounds.
Well, that's exactly what it will be, Joe.
And do you like it, Nadine?
I love it, Joe.
Do you?
Yeah.
What do you love about it?
That it's where I've been living the past couple of years. We're only friends there.
Yeah, of course.
2 minutes from my little fella's school.
Brilliant, yeah, brilliant.
We're close to family that help us an awful lot with the kids.
Great, yeah. It's all so many different things that people people don't understand sometimes when they're being glib about why wouldn't you take a house out in the middle of nowhere. They're all the reasons. Schools, connections, family, community, people helping each other out.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, Nadine, stay with us. 51551 joe@rte.ie.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Dan, joe@rte.ie. Alan Kelly is listening to Orla. Alan, good afternoon.
Hey, Joe, how's it going?
Good, you're in Howth in Dublin.
That's right, yeah.
North Dublin there, okay. You're listening to Orla, what do you want to say?
Well, listen, I have a place there that I have could rent. I'm going to Australia for 6 weeks. So if she needs somewhere, it's available.
And when are you going, Al?
Sorry, Joe, we're going on the 2nd of December.
And when are you coming back?
I think it's on the 13th.
You couldn't extend it to the 30th, no?
Listen, we're actually, thank you so much. We actually are staying with my mum. The difficulty we had was, we were released, let's say, from our tenancy at the end of November. It's right before Christmas. My children are in school in the mountains.
Okay.
So we're miles away from everywhere. And but we are, not miles away, where my mother lives, it's fine. But I'm just really talking about the predicament of being a homeowner. Yeah. And not getting back in. I'm genuinely okay in terms of, I'm lucky and I'm privileged, and I know this, that I have a mother that can help me out.
By the way, I was struck, Alan, I don't know whether you heard Orla's opening remark, when she said to me, I'm privileged to own an apartment. Anyway, I thought it was fascinating commentary by you, Orla, in a nice way.
That because I see, because I've rented for the last few years separate, I feel privileged that we have our apartment about 15 years. We got on the ladder. I'm 52 now, so we got on the ladder a while ago. But I also realise that so many people around me, I'm getting on my Facebook daily, does anyone know where they could help with a rental of family, this, that and the other? I see it all the time. And I suddenly say to myself, God, I'm actually lucky that I can... my worry is small. It's a 10-week window.
Okay. Yeah.
But I'm thinking like, oh my God, we did have a panic where we went, what are we going to do? And this is why I'm talking from the point of view of a renter and the landlord, that it's a tough gig, either way.
But if your tenants leave before the expiry date of their notice, apparently they, without having somewhere else to go, the council will declare them homeless and deny them that HAP payment. So they have to stay till the bitter end. That's the case.
They do. And that's why, as much as they want to help us out, privately, they're probably staying very quiet because they're waiting until they're in a situation whereby they have nowhere, last minute, nowhere. They won't be entertained by the different organisations until they're in what is an awful situation. They're in a desperate situation.
And Alan, are you going on holidays to Australia? Or
going on holidays, for 6 weeks to see my family over there. Brothers.
Brilliant, brilliant.
Cousins.
What a kind man. Thank you very much. And I wouldn't be surprised if there's somebody else that would actually say, please, please help us out with our kids at Christmas. And I'd be delighted to, say, look, thank you for the offer. We are lucky to have my mum, but there would definitely be somebody else I know out there that would be interested in getting a hand, a help out, just a bit of a help out until January, where they can find somewhere to live, okay, because it's an awful time and when you've two little ones.
Thanks, Earl. Alan, have you advertised that your house is, well, I presume you want a few
bob. We did advertise it on Airbnb, but we kind of left it very late, so I think that, to be honest with you, there's nieces and nephews at the bit to mind the house while we're away, so.
Free gaff, Alan.
Yeah.
Holt Village, ladies and gentlemen. All the gang. Oh, don't say it.
Exactly,
my God.
Exactly.
No. We won't say anything.
Very kind man.
And I
we
see.
We're letting the nieces and nephews mind it as well. Like, so we'll see how
great.
It goes.
Well done. Okay. Well, safe travelling, Alan. By the way, I see the amount that you're looking for. It's not that you're looking for, that you need. And it's extraordinarily reasonable. Fair play to you now. Fair play to you, Alan. I hope you have.
I'm happy enough with something like that. I would be, absolutely.
Yeah,
but,
okay.
You know.
Okay. Alan, thanks to these. Safe travelling. Have a good break. Orla, we'll keep in touch. Let's.
Thank you.
Thanks,
no bother,
Alan.
At all, Joe. Any day.
Yeah, thanks for pointing out that catch 22 and putting both sides of with the same story from the same person. Thanks indeed, Orla.